There are more than 3 million teachers in the U.S. Most are white women. In fact, black men account for just 2% of the country's teachers, leaving many black boys who have far lower graduation rates than white boys or girls without mirror image role models. Well, in Philadelphia, Sharif Almeki is behind a push to change that. First, he hopes to organize a group of 1,000 black men to welcome kids as they come to school next year. This is done in other cities. Kids walk a gauntlet of cheering black men who encourage them while breaking down stereotypes. But Sharif also wants to double the number of black men teaching inside the schools by the year 2025. Sharif Almeki is the principal at Mastery Charter School Shoemaker in West Philadelphia. So Sharif, Principal Almeki, this all starts with a group you and other teachers founded just to meet up, the Fellowship. What is that?
So the Fellowship is a group of black male educators who are committed to social justice. So our full name is the Fellowship Black Male Educators for Social Justice. We look at schools and classrooms as ground zero to righting many of the social ills that plague our communities and nation. And what we would like to do is just increase the diversity within our district. Right now, about 4.5% of our Philadelphia's classroom teachers are black men. And a significant number of students go through school without ever experiencing a highly effective black male educator. And we want to change that. And so we use our partners in the school district and charter world to come up with basically three pillars in how we were going to try to address this. So we have three ways that we're doing this. One, we're continuing the black male educators convenings because what we found in our research, even when cities and districts increase their black men, as educators, they are not able to retain them. So we wanted to have convenings to offer professional development and make sure that folks felt supported. The second pillar, we want to advocate. So we want to talk to universities, policymakers, current and aspiring educators. And then the third piece was really to influence the pipeline. We know that we cannot do it from a traditional lens. Last year, only 28 black men graduated from Pennsylvania's teacher colleges. So that's 28 for the entire state. None of the 17 founders of the Fellowship considered teaching when we were in middle and high school.
I found that incredible that something happened after that. I mean, in other words, you didn't set out to be, you wanted to be a lawyer.
Exactly, exactly. I knew I wanted to deal with social justice issues, but I thought it was through the courtrooms. And it wasn't until after I had graduated college that someone said, you know what, I really see you as a teacher. Have you ever considered that? And then I went back to school to do that.
Well, there was another incident, we understand. We'll pick up how your group is working. But you were shot during a pickup football game in Southwest Philadelphia?
Yes, yes. Bartram High School, Southwest Philadelphia, right off of Woodland Avenue. I have a football game on a Sunday. We had been playing there for quite some time. Some other guys showed up and wanted to play. And one was upset that I tackled him too hard. And what I did not realize was that he had friends in the stands with guns. And they came over and handed him a gun and told him to shoot me. And if he didn't, they would. So fortunately, I survived that, and which also influenced my road to the classroom because I ended up working at the Youth Study Center, which is a center for children waiting to be adjudicated.
Well, you know, because you had this empathy, it sounds like, for your shooter, that, you know, you recognized that he had trouble with anger management, someone who was oppressed and oppressing others. It's
right.
pretty
right.
I mean, given that you've got a gunshot wound, how did you come to that? How did you come to see
that? I think a lot of it was my upbringing, and both my parents they met in the Black Panther Party, and I guess our upbringing was always around figuring out how to address social justice issues through empowering communities. So even going through that traumatic experience, I was still able to understand that this young man would likely has gone through some trauma of his own. And I even met his mother and his child. And I understood, like, wow, here's another young man, and this may continue a cycle where the father is going to jail and this son is growing up fatherless. And what is that cycle? How can I get involved and not just say, hey, I was a victim and that's that? How do I make sure that my heart doesn't become hardened because of that? And I thought the Youth Study Center was the best route at the time, which if it's children who got into some kind of legal trouble.
So that's your own sort of entree to this. Now you have, as we said, this fellowship, other teachers who have joined together to try to put teachers in schools so that they inspire younger people to maybe think about being teachers. It could be self-replicating that way. But you talked about how you all get together and talk about the specific problems that you have. What specific problems do black male teachers have?
So I think one of them is just being the lone person in your school. So if you're in a school with 50 teachers and you're the sole black male, you know, your voice may not be heard.
Or worse, I was going to say, your voice may be the one that's constantly called upon to explain black culture.
That was the next piece, exactly. And your frustrations, you may have to elevate your voice, and then you're seen like, well, that's just an angry black guy, so, you know, disregard that, you know. So there are a lot of different things. And what we also found from our research and the surveys were black men felt pigeonholed, that because they had really good relationships with some students who may struggle, that people looked at them as the person to mentor for the building. And so they become this father figure for many students, some who they didn't teach directly. But they found themselves feeling that pull and divide of how to navigate that space.
So you want to have more fellow black male educators, start them younger, let them be role models for young people, but also share the teaching of not just the young blacks, but other students who everybody can benefit from diversity. But what do you say to people who say, look, it's not that there are not enough black male teachers. That's not the real problem. It's that there are problems of poverty and bias and inequity, poor school funding. Christopher Emden of Columbia University wrote about this. He said, educators, black or white, are not well enough trained to address these larger issues and biases. And, you know, I'm thinking that it might almost be a setup for black male teachers. You can't fix all these problems.
Yeah, I read that. And a lot of what Professor Christopher wrote, I agree with. What I don't agree with is that we don't resolve issues. Like, there's very few times when there's a silver bullet that solves everything. What's within our locus of control is to help, for me as a black male educator, to support other current and aspiring black male educators. I can't wait until poverty is resolved. I can't wait until housing is addressed. What I can do is make sure that the students in front of me, black, white, or Hispanic, whatever, have a windows and mirror. Right now, black children in particular, they only see windows. They see it in society. They see it in media. They see everyone else's lives projected. And so we have to be careful of what novels we put in front of them, that there's a balance. We have to make sure that what teachers we put in front of them is a balance. On the flip side, white students in particular, they don't have windows, they have mirrors. They constantly reinforce their positive racial identity. It's constantly reinforced in different ways. And what they don't see is a diversity in those that manage situations or those are in charge and authority. They don't see a diversity in that. And so that window and mirrors philosophy is very important to our work. And we believe firmly that having a more diverse teaching force is a huge part of addressing some of the issues that we have in our schools and classrooms.
Hmm. How are you feeling it's going? I mean, you've got this 2025 goal. It's pretty early on, but are you seeing young people thinking this might be a field they want to go in? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so right from the very beginning, one of our first commitments that we made was that we would have direct conversations with our own students about becoming teachers. And before that, we had not done that formally, a lot of us as educators. And so we just made a commitment, one, to do that. We're having every day, folks are emailing us at the fellowship and asking about whether, hey, I'm a career changer, I'd like to engage in that, or I'm an educator, I would like additional support, I want to stick around and be here for the long term for my students. And we're having universities are reaching out. So we believe we're making a big impact, and it's still very early on.
That's Sharif Elmeki, principal of Mastery Charter School Shoemaker in Philadelphia. We'll check back in with you. I'd love to see how this goes. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Have a great one.